Imagine receiving a letter from a stranger that changes everything. This is where the last letter begins, with an elite soldier who has perfected emotional detachment and a single mother fighting battles on multiple fronts. Their connection, formed through handwritten letters exchanged while he serves overseas, creates an intimacy neither expected. When tragedy strikes and Beckett, Chaos Gentry, arrives in Telluride to fulfill his fallen friend's final request to help the sister he's been secretly writing to, he faces an impossible choice: reveal his identity as her mysterious pen pal or help her daughter battle cancer while hiding behind a life-changing deception. What unfolds is a story about the courage it takes to love after devastating loss, and how sometimes the people we least expect become our lifelines when we're drowning. Special Forces Operator Beckett, Chaos Gentry, has mastered emotional distance. After witnessing death and suffering in war zones, he's built impenetrable walls around his heart, connecting only with his military brothers and his Belgian Malinois Havoc. When a mission in Syria goes wrong and his teammate loses an arm to an IED, Beckett's emotional walls begin cracking. The turning point comes when his friend Mac leaves his sister Ella's letter on Beckett's bed. Initially treating it like a threat, Beckett leaves it unopened for weeks. Only after losing another team member during a classified operation does he finally read it on his birthday in Afghanistan. Meanwhile, Ella McKenzie's life centers on her 5-year-old twins and the struggling mountain resort she's renovating. Abandoned by her husband during pregnancy, she's built a fortress of self-reliance, with only her brother Ryan serving overseas with Beckett as family support. In one letter, Ella writes, "I'm not the center of my children's universe. I'm their gravity. I keep them grounded while giving them freedom to explore." This metaphor grows poignant when doctors discover Maisie has stage 4 neuroblastoma with only a 10% chance of survival. Through their correspondence, Beckett finds an unexpected connection, one where emotional bonds become a source of strength rather than liability. 4 months after Ryan's death, Beckett arrives in Telluride to help Ella and her children, concealing his identity as Chaos out of fear she'll reject his help if she knows the truth. Their initial encounters are fraught with tension. She questions this stranger, claiming to be sent by her brother, while he reconciles the woman from Ryan's letters with the fierce, exhausted mother before him. Meeting the twins creates an immediate connection to children he already knows intimately through Ryan's stories. Beckett, a man trained for war zones, finds himself completely disarmed by domestic life. His military precision transforms into acts of love when he rushes Ella and Maisie to the hospital during an emergency or teaches Colt to work with Havoc. As he integrates into their lives, his deception grows more complicated. When Maisie's insurance denies essential therapy, he proposes adopting her, providing coverage while respecting Ella's boundaries. The adoption process forces a confrontation with Jeff, the twins' absent father. When Jeff treats it as a transaction, Beckett leverages his knowledge to secure signed papers and back child support. Ella tears up the check, declaring, "I choose you, and now we're free," marking a turning point in their relationship. The inevitable revelation comes when an investigator threatens to pause Maisie's treatments while investigating their suspicious adoption. Beckett reveals himself as Chaos, creating a gut-wrenching scene as Ella processes this betrayal, questioning their entire relationship. Despite Beckett's insistence that his love became genuine, that Ryan's letter brought him to Telluride, but he stayed because he loved them, Ella cannot overcome this breach of trust. "It's not enough," she tells him, explaining that after Ryan's death and Maisie's illness, she has nothing left to give. Their separation illustrates the novel's nuanced theme. Sometimes love alone isn't enough. Rebuilding trust requires consistent action over time. A month later, Beckett remains in Telluride, having purchased nearby land. When Colt tearfully admits he thought Beckett would become his dad, it pushes Beckett to reconsider accepting their separation. The turning point comes when circumstances force them to interact again. Ella realizes that while she cannot yet trust Beckett with her heart, separating him from the children was wrong. Their compromise, acting like divorced parents with Beckett having full access to the twins, creates a path forward, prioritizing the children's needs. Just as Ella and Beckett reconnect, tragedy strikes during a school field trip. Colt is critically injured after saving another child. At his bedside, Beckett reveals he secretly adopted both children the previous year. "I'm your dad," he confirms as Colt smiles weakly. "I love having a dad," Colt whispers, before using his last breaths to declare his full name, Colton Ryan McKenzie Gentry. Colt's death creates overwhelming grief. Maisie refuses to wear black to the funeral, choosing yellow instead, and places her beloved blue bear with her brother, a poignant expression of a child's grief. Ella confesses her irrational guilt that she somehow traded Colt's life for Maisie's through her prayers. The novel portrays grief not as something to overcome, but as an experience to integrate into a new reality. 3 months later, Ella and Beckett move in together, preserving Colt's memory. Maisie forms a friendship with Emma, the girl Colt saved, creating an unexpected connection through shared loss. Beckett demonstrates his commitment through consistent presence. He leaves the military to secure insurance for Maisie, who completes immunotherapy successfully. Though initially just friends, they develop a comfortable co-parenting relationship that gradually rebuilds trust between them. The Last Letter explores whether risking heartbreak for love is worthwhile. Beckett's journey begins with resistance to attachment after childhood abandonment. His transformation comes through recognizing that a life without connections isn't truly living. By the novel's end, he embraces his roles as husband and father, finding purpose beyond military service. Ella's journey parallels his. Repeatedly abandoned, she built protective walls against disappointment. Her gradual acceptance that love requires vulnerability allows her to forgive Beckett's deception and embrace happiness again. The epilogue shows 13-year-old Maisie, now cancer-free, visiting her brother's grave. She breaks their childhood pact that if one died, the other would follow, choosing instead to live for both of us. Her updates about their expanded family confirm that life continues despite loss. Ella's realization provides the novel's final insight. Maybe fate had always meant to take Colt, but Beckett's presence ensured he wasn't alone and saved Maisie. This perspective, that we cannot control life's tragedies but can choose our response, offers a framework for finding meaning amid suffering. The Last Letter reminds us that true courage isn't the absence of fear, but the decision to love anyway, knowing the risks and accepting that even temporary connections can permanently transform us.